If your week flew by, we know ours did. Catch up here with what you might have missed. The Week at Retraction Watch featured. Sage issues dozens of retractions from two journals it acquired. A New Zealand journal deleted a paper for potential harm to Maori months after publishing it. Ceramics journal pulls dozens of papers flagged for integrity concerns. Defamation suit demanding Elsevier retract paper heads closer to trial. In case you missed the news, the hijacked journal checker now has more than 450 entries. The Retraction Watch database has over 66,000 retractions. Our list of COVID-19 retractions is approaching 700, and our mass resignations list has more than 50 entries. We keep tabs on all this and more. If you value this work, please consider showing your support with a tax-deductible donation. Every dollar counts. Here's what was happening elsewhere. Some of these items may be paywalled, metered access, or require free registration to read. Third death in China's popular but opaque trials revealed, this time in CAR-T, we revealed a case last month. And two GOP lawmakers call on FDA to increase scrutiny of Chinese trial data following deaths. Forensic image analysts, including Elizabeth Bick and Kevin Patrick, find apparent image duplications or anomalies in papers on Alzheimer's disease. AI is ruining scholarship. When we outsource literature review to algorithms, we lose entire sectors of knowledge. Ex-FOSS advisor pleads guilty to plotting to conceal COVID-19 research records during pandemic. Critic who raised concerns over Jason Arde suspended by Ghent University. Professor's death leaves behind hard questions for Cambridge on race and hiring. Star marine ecologist who was found guilty of misconduct by her university in 2022 loses another paper for statistically implausible variance in data. Self-citation is how fields grow. Acceleration of the arms race between fraudsters and honest researchers. Director of institute in Russia earns another retraction after losing breakthrough cancer paper earlier this year. The U.S. Office for Research Integrity released guidance on generative AI. Philosophy Journal publishes largely AI-authored article on purpose. Science doesn't need better journals, it needs better incentives. Researchers use game theory to analyze how institutional incentive structures shape strategic behavior across different domains of scientific practice. NIH plan to keep peer review scores for grant secret draws concern. And AI helped researchers win NIH grants. Will science suffer? When errors become consensus, science's self-correction can no longer keep up. A post from Taylor and Amp. Francis, Director of Research Integrity Engagement. Science or fiction? Shadowy paper mills let you pay to be a published author of fraudulent research. AI is pushing scientific publishing to the brink. Is it time to replace the scientific paper? New York University has removed a journalist from its list of adjuncts following controversy, and publisher suspended sales of his book after plagiarism review. Catalysis chemists are joining forces for reproducibility. For a decade, CRT has quietly reshaped academic authorship. What comes next? Graduate students pre-register research drafts to prevent plagiarism by professors. Can Anthropic's invisible watermarks curb AI slop? Researchers remain skeptical. Pi, who took credit for paper, clarifies fraud was students' independent work. Satire that rings true. Professor develops bullshit index for policy research. Like Retraction Watch, you can make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work. Follow us on X or Blue Sky, like us on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn, add us to your RSS reader, or subscribe to our daily digest. If you find a retraction that's not in our database, you can let us know here. For comments or feedback, email us at email protected. That AP article was just wowzers. So slanted.